I'll come right in.
Rock flag and eagle.
All right, welcome everybody back to another edition of Chairgating, your NASCAR podcast for Belly Up Sports. I'm your host, Rattlesnake, coming at you live once again from the beautiful, overpopulated city of Austin, Texas. And this week, I have on a guest, a contributor from Belly Up Sports, from Belly Up Racing, Dom Capps. Say what up to everybody.
Hey, how's it going? Good to be here, finally getting on the Chairgating.
Yeah, I know, because you've been around for a little bit, and first and foremost, before I dive in, sorry if my audio quality sucks this week. Apparently, when you update your computer, which is what Mac tells you to do every single fucking day, you know, the thing that you put off, the thing that you keep saying, oh, just remind me tomorrow, it's kind of like paying bills. So finally, I did it. You know, I suffered through all of this pain of actually doing it. And then, of course, once I do it, you know, I'm like, oh, cool, all right, this is pretty nice, I'm glad I did it. Nope. The software that I use to record and split channels and all this nerdy stuff doesn't work on the new update. So we live in the future, but life is more complicated, I guess. So I apologize if the audio is not as good this week. I mean, there's not much else I'm going to say about it. That's how it is. The reason I have Dom on in particular this episode is because he is starting a new podcast with us at Belly Up Sports. It's called Steer Clear, and I created the logo, so you know it's good.
Yeah,
and it's definitely. It's another NASCAR podcast. It's a little bit more refined and focused, I would say, on like the races each week. So I was just on his first episode, and you know, we recap. Well, what do we talk about? Why don't you tell the audience?
Well, we broke down, you know, we recapped the Charlotte Roval race, you know, especially the Alex Bowman Bubba Wallace incident. We really dived into that, and then we kind of talked about, you know, Tyler Reddick and, you know, Daniel Hemric. You know, Tyler Reddick coming into Richard Childress Racing next year in the Cup Series. And we even talked about, you know, the personalities of the drivers. You know, who's, you know, kind of bland and who's, you know, got the personality. Talked about Kyle Busch, especially when it came to that. And we, you know, we talked about Dover this week. And, you know, we really got a lot done.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a good first episode, I think. His podcast, Steer Clear, is just going to be a little more focused on, like, week by week. It's gonna recap the races, because you know how much I hate recapping races. He's going to talk about any kind of silly season stuff that's going on maybe midweek, and then preview the next week race. And so it's a much more week-to-week dedicated to the race, to NASCAR, whereas I'm just kind of all over the place. Obviously, it's I want to say organized chaos, but I'm not even organized. This whole show is just pure chaos. So yeah, I'm glad I could have come on your first episode, and I'm glad that you're on here to help promote it, because anyone listening to my show should definitely go check his out, and you should check out any other Belly Up Sports podcast, obviously, because we're taking over. But you know, That's only if my fans are actually good fans, and everybody knows I have literally the worst fans in the podcasting game, so my fans probably won't do anything for you. Sorry. They don't do anything for me, so they're not going to do it for you. I was curious, Dom.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you going to college right now? I know we've discussed this before, but...
So I'm currently at the University of Bridgeport in Bridgeport, Connecticut. And I'll tell you this, it's probably the most boring state to live in. You know, there's absolutely nothing in this state to do. It's so boring. I think the only thing I could do here is live on campus and do podcasts. I think that's the two things I do. I eat, sleep, do podcasts, and then go back to sleep. That's all I do here in Connecticut. Very boring state.
Where are you from, then?
I'm from beautiful Jackson, New Jersey, home of Six Flags Great Adventure. That's the only thing people know that town for.
So are you saying that New Jersey is better than Connecticut?
Yes. And before I left New Jersey to come to Connecticut, I would not have said that. But then
I feel like everybody in Jersey kind of shits on Jersey, just like the rest of the country.
I mean, yeah, we have the beaches. The Jersey Shore is really nice. The beaches here are very boring. You know, no one's on them. There's no boardwalks. There's no, you know, there's no arcades. There's nothing like the Jersey Shore. So I appreciate my home now more that I've been here for 2.5 years now.
And what made you decide to go to a boring college in a boring state?
It was really the sports journalism major.
Okay.
That's it. That's really it. I had actually originally committed to the University of Hartford, which is about 30 minutes north of here in Connecticut.
Right.
And I committed there originally for electrical engineering. So I'm not too sure if I'd be on here right now if I was focused on electrical engineering, because I'd probably be killing myself with all the work I'd have to be doing when it came to, you know, when it comes to math and science. I love math and science, but not that much. I think I needed to go to the sports journalism route. I like sports too much not to.
Well, I mean, you say that Connecticut's, you know, so much more boring than New Jersey, but can't you essentially just throw like a football from one state to another?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. There's a bridge that separates the states, and my arm is not like Tom Brady's, so it's going to go farther than 5 to 10 yards. So, yeah, I could probably throw a football from Jersey to Connecticut.
Yeah, you just got to throw it over, like Yonkers and White Plains and whatnot?
Yeah, and that's another thing here. There's too many Patriots fans.
There's Patriots fans there, huh?
A lot of Patriots fans
here. I'm surprised they're not like New York. Aren't they closer to like New York City?
Yeah, we're like an hour away from New York City, but man, it's probably like 3 hours up to Foxborough. So I don't know what these people are thinking. I see the Cowboys fans coming out here. I know a Chargers fan.
Oh, Cowboys fan? That's gross. You can find them anywhere, unfortunately.
No, I can't stand the Cowboys.
Yeah, nobody can.
I'm a Giants fan. I'm a Giants fan, so I stick to my
home. What makes you a Giants fan and not a Jets fan?
Really, it was my family. I mean, my grandpa, he was a Giants fan. And he had season tickets for like back in the 80s and the 90s. So my dad was a Giants fan. So then I ultimately just grew up in a Giants household. And I know some people, they grow up and they're like, you know what? I want to be different than my parents, so I'm going to root for their rival, which I've never understood that at all.
No, that's weird. Like, that's like a girl growing up to be a stripper just to, like, resent her father.
Yeah, I know a friend that all his house is a Yankees fan, but he just decided to be a Red Sox fan just to be different.
What an asshole.
And I know someone that is a Patriots fan because during the Giants-Patriots Super Bowl 42, when the Giants beat the Patriots and knocked their perfect season out, the whole house was rooting for the Giants, so he rooted for the Patriots, and he's a Patriots fan to this day.
Well, that person sounds like an asshole. I mean, that's the worst sports fan I've ever heard. So, okay, what makes – like, is that just how it is up there to be a Jets versus Giants? It's just, like, who you grew up with?
Yeah, that's how I think it comes down.
Because it's not like a regional thing, right? I mean,
it's literally the same stadium, so yeah, right. It's not a regional thing. I think it all comes down to households, because I feel like if you got to pick, I'd pick the Giants anyway, because the Jets won the Super Bowl back in 1969. It's pretty sad that this year they were throwing a party for the 50th anniversary of their Super Bowl, of their only Super Bowl, so yeah. It's got to be households, because that's how I got it. Even if I had to choose, I'd be picking Giants.
Name your basketball team and your baseball team, then.
the New York Knicks, unfortunately.
Okay.
And the New York Yankees.
Okay, so why the Yankees?
I feel same deal. It wasn't more of my dad, actually. It was more of my grandpa. My grandpa was a Yankees fan. I'd go to his house once a week. We'd watch the game. And that's how me and my grandpa more or less got my dad into it, because we would watch the game, so he would get into it too. So, you know, the Yankees, it's just, it all lines up, because usually it goes Yankees, Giants, Rangers, Knicks, or Jets, Mets, Islanders, and Nets.
Really?
That's how it lines up if you're, like, consistent.
Okay, so it's just like the good teams versus the bad teams.
Essentially, yeah.
That's weird. I think I would be a bad teams guy, just because I like rooting for the underdogs and being miserable all the time.
But all my teams have been pretty miserable lately, except the Yankees.
Well, the good news is they'll also be miserable very soon when they get knocked out by the Astros.
We're not getting that far ahead. We're just going to keep it here against the Twins.
Yeah.
Honestly, I could see the Rays beating the Astros.
Oh, my God. You're out of your fucking mind. That's the worst take I've ever heard.
That's my hot take, I think.
Oh, that's not even a hot take. That's just an absurd take. If I said a UFO was landing outside, that would be more accurate or more like likely, just because aliens at least exist.
The Rays are just that stupid team that can be good for no reason.
I would have been more scared about playing Oakland. I don't give a shit about the Rays. We might lose one game.
I think with Blake Snell pitching game two, I think that says a lot. But their pitching staff's It's not even close to the Astros. It's up there, though. They're not bad. They're not bad. I think if the Astros decide to hit a slump and forget to
show up. You're out of your fucking mind. At least I'm giving you, as a Yankees fan, the credit to get to play us.
I'm saying if the Rays win one of the first two games, I'd look out. I
would not even be concerned. They will win a one game maybe if we don't sweep them.
I don't know. I think the Astros will either sweep the Rays or the Rays will win in five. I think that's how it's going to go.
You're out of your mind. Hey. Just like a Yankees fan. Delusional. Anyway. Okay. So, how did you get into racing then if you grew up in New Jersey?
That one was on my dad. My dad grew up a NASCAR fan. He was a Rusty Wallace fan.
Oh, so it was my
Mark Martin fan. He was a Mark Martin fan too. Okay. You know, Terry Gant. And more or less, I started watching. I think, you know, around that from what I can remember races.
Right.
It was probably 2005 was when I remember watching races. I probably was watching it before that, but it was Jeff Gordon's car that I just really liked. So I kind of picked him. I liked the Flames. I was like, that's my guy, Jeff Gordon.
And even though your dad was a Rusty fan, was he okay with that?
Yeah. No, my dad likes to call him Jeffy Boy.
I was going to say, was he like, damn, my son was going to be a disappointment.
And the funny part was my first race I went to was 2006 at Pocono, and it just happens to be the race Jeff Gordon loses brakes in a turn one and just destroys the outside wall. And me being six at the time, I was thinking, oh no, he's dead. So I started crying. I started just bawling. And of course there's Dale Jr. fans around me, so they're just cheering it. They're cheering it on that Jeff Gordon wrecked.
And they're probably laughing hysterically that a little six-year-old Jeff Gordon fan's crying. They're like, yep. That makes sense. That's the Jeff Gordon fan base right there. Yep, 6-year-olds crying.
So I start crying. And funny enough, last year I went to Charlotte for the Coke 600, and I got to meet Jeff Gordon, a part of a VIP experience, the Jeff Gordon VIP experience. And I even told him, I said, when you crashed in Pocono, I started crying. He laughed. He's like, yeah, I'm just happy I walked out of that one. That was probably one of the hardest hits I've ever taken. Damn.
So are you not a Truex fan?
See, I'm not a Truex fan per se, but I don't root against them. I definitely
you're not cheering on the hometown hero.
It's always good. Like I did like it when he won the championship in 2017. That was nice. You know, for Truex, I was definitely rooting for him in that Final Four.
He's the only one from New Jersey, right?
Yeah, right now, yeah, he's the only one from New Jersey.
Do you hate Logano since you hate Connecticut?
I do hate Joey Logano, not because of Connecticut. It has nothing to do with Connecticut. I just hate Joey Logano. I've never liked him. You know,
I can understand that. Makes sense. Oddly enough, I think Chris Buescher is the only Texan.
Yeah, sounds about right. I like weird, James, right? Buescher. I hate that James Buescher's no longer in the sport. I think he was really good.
It's just weird. You would think how big Texas is, like, we'd have some more drivers. I don't know.
Yeah,
we just produce all the best athletes for every other sport in the entire world. I didn't want to talk too much about the stuff that we talked about in your show, because that's why I'm just ranting about other shit. Like, you know, you're from New Jersey. What sports teams do you like? Did you want to kill yourself growing up because you lived in a shithole? You know, that kind of stuff. One thing I did want to also talk about on my show, which we talked about in your show, just for all the fans that are listening, that doesn't mean you shouldn't go listen to his show, because we talk about a lot more. If you're a real NASCAR fan, you got to go listen to his show, because that's we talk all about the race. But we did mention the Bubba Bowman incident in your show. I just wanted to rehash that a little bit in my show, because I've been pretty excited to talk about it in my show since it happened, because I was like, this is the perfect thing for my show. Who do you want to defend in this situation? You have to defend one guy and argue against the other one 100%. You can't be like, I'm a little bit of this. So which one are you going to defend 100%?
I'll defend Alex Bowman.
Okay. You're taking the Bowman defense? Yeah. All right. Let's get into it. Round one. Bowman, start it out.
All right. So basically...
And we're going to have three rounds, so you don't want to give it all your arguments up, okay?
So you want me to talk in, you know, I'm Alex Bowman right now? Like, first?
Well, no, you're defending Alex Bowman. You're like, okay.
Mr. Bowman.
You're in defense of Alex Bowman. Like, why Alex Bowman, why your team, your hashtag Team Bowman, and why he did nothing wrong, and why Bubba did everything wrong. But we're going to have three rounds of this, so you don't want to give away all your, you know, hard-hitting arguments or points too fast.
Yeah.
All right, round one.
All right, so Alex Bowman did nothing wrong. He made a mistake on the first lap, and he flat out just locked him up, spun out, and Bubba Wallace just happened to be in the way. There's nothing that Alex Bowman did wrong there to deserve of anything to happen in the future in that race.
Okay. For Bubba's side, Bubba was the one being provoked the whole time. That's why he was flipping him off and having to respond. Bubba was always the one responding to something else. He never started anything. He was always in response to things. All right, round two.
So, you know, it's kind of unclassy for a driver to be, you know, sticking out the bird out the window for a whole lap or two. And, you know, he even gave warning to his spotter. He said, if he's going to keep doing it, I'm going to dump him. And I'm pretty sure the spotter went over there. I hope the spotter went over there to, you know, relay the message, and it didn't stop. So Bowman, you know, gave him a little tap in the right rear. Didn't total Bubba's car. I mean, he wasn't done for the day. Nothing that no one else did to anyone else ever.
Okay, well, you know, in defense of Bubba on this, there's usually, like, you know, some kind of, you know, if I flip somebody off and they flip me back off, that seems like a pretty justified response to what's going on. But if I flip you off and you hit me over the head with a bat, I might press charges and say that was a little too far for what you did. I don't think when you flip somebody off, they should be just turned and, you know, wreck their car, potentially kill them with how fast they're going. So I think, you know, he was reacting to something that Bowman already did. And then he almost dies because he just responds to it with a finger. I mean, Bowman's a madman. All right, round three.
Bowman is a playoff driver. He doesn't need to be caught up in a mess with a driver that's irrelevant every week, runs back in around 25th, has no business running with Alex Bowman. Bowman's got a playoff life to live for, and there's just no reason for Will Wallace to be getting in the way, holding him up, flipping him off when he's really irrelevant and runs 25th. He doesn't run around Alex Bowman that much because Alex Bowman's 15 spots ahead of him every week. So it's just inexcusable by Will Wallace, and Bowman did what he had to do.
Okay, well, I mean, this is just that kind of elitist mentality that I would expect from Bowman fans. They think just because they have better equipment, you know, they got the nicer, shinier car that costs more, they can do whatever they want. And they say, hey, you, just get out of the way. And by the way, if you're getting in my way and causing me any kind of problems, I might kill you. All right. We're going to go into a final overtime round. This is it. This is your last chance to make the argument for why Bowman's in the right and Bubba was wrong. Go.
All right. Alex Bowman gets out of the car. He's exhausted, you know, dehydrated after a long race. Didn't get any water under that last red flag. And he's got Jeff Gordon checking on him. He's got a medic checking on him. And this clown, Bubba Wallace, comes over and throws some Powerade at him. And that's just inexcusable. You know, there's medical attention. There's a Hall of Famer right there. There's no reason to get him drenched in his nice polo. And you see, after that happens, and he's making excuses saying that, oh, he just was acting like he was sick so he wouldn't get punched in the mouth. That's just inexcusable. Why would Alex Bowman be afraid of you and pretend to be dehydrated while, you know, half the field is sitting down next to their cars the same way he is?
Okay. Well, number one, Alex Bowman would be afraid because he's a little punk bitch and he would get knocked out by Bubba. But number two, he got off easy. He got this guy sitting on the ground, dehydrated, overheated, you know, exhausted. He's got medical attention next to him. I mean, he's not dying of cancer or anything, but he needs to cool down. His body's just way overheated, and that can be bad for you. You know what? Bubba came over and splashed him with some cool liquid, honestly helping him get better. So, you know, for almost killing Bubba out on the track, I would say that was a pretty kind reaction. And he, if he was faking sick, probably a good move because Bubba would have knocked his ass out. All right. We will let the audience, the listeners, decide who won that. That was hashtag Team Bowman versus hashtag Team Bubba. And to hear our actual take on the situation, you're going to have to go listen to Steer Clear. By the way, Dom, where can we find Steer Clear? I know this is a new show. Like, have y'all discussed that yet?
I believe it's not certain yet. I'm sure I'll upload it to SoundCloud. I think I might upload it to YouTube as well.
Just to get it up. Are you gonna do iTunes and Spotify?
I don't know yet. We're gonna have to work that one out.
That's what I recommend. Sure yet. That's where most of the podcast listeners are gonna find you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, so I would recommend that. And I know you got a lot of resources at Belly Up Sports that are going to be able to help show you, you know, what you need to do and help you out. And obviously I can help you out as well because we want you to succeed. I mean, what else? We have anything else we want to talk about?
I don't know. I think that's for you to decide here. I think if you got anything, you could throw it at me.
Okay. World Series prediction. Who's playing?
Yankees.
Oh, my God. It's going to be a repeat of 2017. The Astros are going to beat the Dodgers.
don't know about all that, but
and we're gonna embarrass the Yankees to get there.
Just like 27. I don't know about all. They didn't even embarrass them. The Yankees had a scrub AAA team make it to 7 games. That was an impressive series for the Yankees.
When's the last time the Yankees were even playing in a World Series? I can't even remember. Were you alive?
2009. They beat the Phillies in 6 in 2009.
Y'all won it in 2009?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
See, I've seen my team win 3 championships. I've seen the Giants win 2, and I've seen the Yankees win 1.
Yeah, and that's why you're not like a real sports fan.
I don't know about all that. I don't think
Yeah, New York and Boston, nobody's real sports fans up there. Y'all are just spoiled with the championships. Like real sports fans, like Houston. We're a real sports city because we go through suffering. We don't ever win anything. We win like, you know, one thing every like couple decades.
Yeah. We just got to get better teams. Oh, you got to get better players.
That creates real sports fans because we go through suffering. Cleveland's got real sports fans.
I don't know about all that. I think Cleveland's got the biggest bandwagons ever.
What? Okay. You know, I'll give that to you recently with the Browns.
The Browns, but, and then everyone hating on the LeBron and burning his jersey and everything. I don't know.
Bandwagon.
I hate
they're
people.
They're the only quality player left.
I hate people that burn their jerseys. I think it is the biggest waste. Yeah,
I mean, I don't do it obviously because I spent so much damn money on a jersey.
Yeah.
But no, I disagree. I think Cleveland's one of the best sports cities. I think Houston's the best because we go through more suffering than anybody else. And
oh, I don't know about all that.
Who goes through more suffering than Houston?
You know, I don't know. I mean,
name a city.
Detroit. I think Detroit.
Detroit.
Lately, Detroit.
Lately, yes. Lately, yes.
Their football team has been irrelevant. This year, they're all right.
At least they kept their football team. We lost the Oilers to Tennessee. And we're surrounded by Cowboys.
Don't worry. The Texans are better. I think the Texans are a good team.
The Oilers was like the Houston team, like the historic team. So you take away, you just uplift those roots of like the historic fan base, gone. And we got to be surrounded by Cowboys fans nonstop. You can't even imagine this. Like everybody else in the state is a Dallas fan, except that dot down on the coast, Houston. It's the only city that cheers for itself. Everybody else cheers for, you know, Dallas.
Yeah, I mean, it's understandable, but you know, it doesn't help that we have to sit here with Patriots fans and Red Sox fans and Bruins fans.
But I could probably find a Yankees bar here in Austin, Texas. And it would be all Yankees fans, and not a single one would be from there.
I don't know about that.
Dude,
I think it's pushing it a little bit.
No, it's not. You don't even know. You don't know how bad it really is out here, man. Do you know any Houston fans? Mm-hmm. Like, think about it. Like they're a real fan.
No.
Rockets, Texans, Astros. Exactly. You can't think of a single one.
But at least they're all good right now.
But that's just how real we are. Because, like, nobody – you know how much suffering you go through? Nobody willingly chooses to be a Houston fan.
I mean, if I was born in Houston, I'd root for them.
But that's what I'm saying. If you were from Houston, you would. And that's why it's real fans.
I'm not that regular.
Bandwagon fans.
I'm not that guy from, you know – Wisconsin rooting for the Yankees or the Giants.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, the most bandwagon shit that Houston has right now is obviously the Astros, you know, have been really good. And so I live in Austin, and Austin's about halfway in between, like, Dallas and Houston. But growing up here, everybody was a Dallas fan.
Yeah.
For every sport. Nobody cheers for Houston. For any sport except Houston. And all of a sudden, people in Austin now start cheering for the Astros. That's the extent of our bandwagon fan base. Other Texans just deciding to cheer for another Texas city.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get it. I don't have to worry about that. The only team that really sucks is the Knicks, that they've always sucked.
Right. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm glad we talked like 2 minutes of racing, and then I just talk shit about New York and New Jersey the rest of the time.
Hey, that's how it goes here.
All right. Well, Dom, thanks for coming on, man.
Thanks for having me. This has been a lot of fun.
Yeah, and like I said, I'm really excited for Steer Clear. We also got to figure out who your next guest is going to be next week.
Yeah, we'll see if we can line someone up.
Well, and let me know, because I'll announce it on my show also. Mm-hmm. I'll help promote that. So.
Yeah.
All right, man. Thanks for coming on, and everybody go listen to Steer Clear, and I'll see y'all next week. Peace. It was strange.